Episode 8 of The Source with Cindy and Daz. I've come across some craziness this week. I'm talking horoscopes, I'm talking outer space, and I'm talking about Lego.
Okay, well, I'm talking about chocolate. I want to tell you about a bridezilla who's lost her tiny mind. And also, if you've ever wanted onion on your cereal, I'm going to hook you up.
All the weird and wackiness here with Cindy and Daz. Stick around.
The weird and wacky week that was. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
Episode 8, if you don't mind, of The Source, Cindy and Daz. Thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. Hello, Byron Bay.
Doesn't that sound like the most dream place?
Why don't we hop in the car and just head off to Byron Bay?
Because we can't get through the borders.
Oh, of course.
Yeah
just wrong
that little,
state.
Little thing there.
Timing is a bit off. But if you want to find out more about Byron Bay Peanut Butter, our very good friends, check them out all over socials and go to their website. Place the order because the restrictions don't stop them sending stuff to you.
Oh, no, they don't.
They are the best. Now, you're into Lego. Now, I know there was a series on Lego Masters the last couple of years, which I'm not a major fan of. I'm really just not.
Do you know what I love about shows like that? They get it right the first time and they think they're going to improve it after that, and it's all downhill, if you ask me.
Background noise, that's all it was, season two.
Yeah.
But if you're into Lego and you love the Beatles, well, the Lego have unveiled a new Beatles-themed set that will allow fans to create portraits of the music icons using their favourite interchangeable plastic blocks.
Okay, this
How
is
good
cool.
is that?
Yep.
The release is part of the new Lego art product line geared towards the brand's adult admirers. It's available starting this September.
Okay.
Now, everything seems to be pushed out a little bit this year.
Yeah.
Things that were going to be kicked off in March and now who knows when.
Well, we don't want to go on ABBA's timeline because they were supposed to release a single 2 years ago.
Correct. So Lego aren't connecting with ABBA. Very good reason. Each set depicts a different iconic image from pop culture. The Beatles version is the only music-related one to be announced so far.
Okay.
Now, the set can be used to create four unique portraits to display in different rooms, or you can also get all four and wind up with something like the Let It Be album artwork. It looks really cool. The images for each 2,933-piece set, now I want to come back to that, were created with small circular pieces as opposed to the blocks most commonly associated with Lego.
Is that because their hair was a circle?
I don't know, but 2,933...
That's
how did we get to that number?
Where they ended it. That was the end of the Abbey Road.
Wouldn't you just get to 2,940 and just have seven extra pieces just to make it a nice round number?
Don't know.
2,933 Lego. Want some answers on that?
Okay.
The Beatles Lego art even comes with an accompanying soundtrack to immerse you in stories and unexpected details about the band.
Okay.
So you can get around your Lego, build your Beatles, and play some music in the background, isn't it?
Oh, I love this.
Now, in a statement from Lego, they say music lovers can bring Beatle fandom into the home with a Lego portrait of their favourite band members, whether it's John, Sir Paul, George or Ringo. The 2,933-piece set will immerse you in stories and unexpected details about the band. Finish the build with a Beatles signature tile and display it on a wall or shelf.
I've got a little problem with this.
Why is that?
Can you go back and say it will immerse you in what?
It'll immerse you in – good question because I'm not going to find that. It'll immerse you in stories and unexpected details about the band.
Will it though? Will it?
Oh, well, I feel I'm going to be very immersed when I buy this, which I probably will because I do get hooked up with stories and buy stuff.
I know you do.
Snoop Dogg's cookbook, which is on its way to me via courier.
Yeah, last week you ordered that.
I did.
You're a sucker.
More details at lego.com, but they are building some extreme stuff. So do yourself a favour and head on over to lego.com and see some of the builds they're putting out now. And these are aimed at the big kids.
Okay.
All right, so we can go and have a play with Lego. We can build the Let It Be album.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I love that you're justifying it so you can play with Lego.
I love Lego.
Do you?
I was brought up with Lego.
Yeah.
You know the only thing that Lego missed was Vegemite spread all over it. And then that's really kid stuff, isn't it? Vegemite and Lego. They'll go together like Vegemite and Lego.
Yeah. No, very
like
good point.
Donuts and ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Where'd you go with that?
I don't know. It's just how my crazy mind works.
All right.
So you go check that out, the new Beatles Lego art set with a soundtrack if you don't mind.
Nuts and ice cream. Hey, speaking of food.
Always, yep.
Kellogg's have launched their onion-flavoured breakfast cereal.
What?
Hello, onion morning breath.
Onion-flavoured Breakfast cereal. Kellogg's, what are you thinking? Can't possibly be in Australia.
16 years after the bizarre idea won a controversial poll. 16 years they've been pondering this. Okay. And they've thought, you know, right now I think this is the time to do this. Let's roll out that onion-flavoured breakfast cereal.
That's a big marketing media. They've been in lockdown for 16 years.
It says here boxes of, I think it says Chaka Flakes. Is it Chaka?
I don't know.
I don't know. Your story. Boxes of Chaka Flakes sold out in 2 days. After cereal fans hailed a win for democracy.
Well, that's what it is. I didn't realise there was a whole group of people that were shouting for cereal democracy.
Well, they've been following the campaign since 2004.
If you don't mind.
Onion-flavoured Kellogg's cereal. It was in Korea. Okay. Does that answer
in
everything?
Korea or Korea?
Korea.
Korea.
In Korea. I don't have a Korean accent. Don't ask me to do this.
I don't have a Korea right now.
The firm had asked shoppers in Korea to vote for the new flavour, chocolate. Now, I think this is, it's either Checky or Cheeky cereal. Okay.
Let's go with Checky.
Let's go with Checky. Chocolate Checky cereal or green onion Chaka.
Oh, I'm going with the green onion.
Green onion.
Try it.
Well,
those Koreans are crazy.
This is just insane. But with claims voting that it was rigged, thousands of people have now just boycotted. They said, no, this is not. They reckon it was rigged because they wanted to release the onion flavour.
Right, gotcha.
Okay. Kellogg's have bowed to public pressure and apologised for the delay in the TV campaign.
16 years.
Sorry, we've been trying to figure out the right way to promote this for the last 16 years.
Minor blimp.
A spokeswoman said, we never expected consumers would be interested, but every time we had promotional events online, communities asked for it because people are morons, that's why.
Wow.
Chaka boxes show a Victoria's giant green snack bursting out of a bowl while the other one is like in the background and no one cares.
So he's showing off.
Yeah.
I win. I victorious.
I think, yeah, that's exactly what happened. A fan said the cheating forces of Cheeky or Checky were kicked out and Chaka's 16-year struggle has come to an end.
16 years of a struggle.
16 years.
Cereal lovers rejoice.
Oh, I need a break. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
With an increase in coronavirus cases, certain postcodes now have further restrictions. There are only 4 reasons you can visit those postcodes, or leave home if you live in one of those postcodes. Shopping for food and supplies that you need. Care and caregiving. Exercise. Work and study if you can't do it from home. If you're sick, get tested and stay home. We all have a part to play, and it's up to all of us to make this work. For details, go to vic.gov.au/coronavirus. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz.
Now, last week we chatted about being able to smell like Marmite, thanks to Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
Lynx Africa, wasn't it?
Yes.
Which is on the way via courier from England.
No, it's not. You did not order that.
I can't wait to spray the smell of Marmite all over me and wander down the main street.
Please tell me you really did not order that.
Chick magnet en route.
Wow.
Now, pretty soon you'll be able to smell like outer space, if that makes you feel a little bit better.
And what does that smell like?
A fragrance originally developed to help NASA astronauts prepare for space missions and adapt to the smells of orbit is now bottled and in the works to be sold to space fanatics everywhere via Kickstarter.
My face is in a very interesting state right now because I'm so confused.
It's like it's frozen.
I know.
Steve Pierce, a chemist and founder of Omega Ingredients, a company that creates scents and flavours for the food and beverage industry, told CNN that remaking the scent on Earth started in 2008.
Oh.
When he was originally contracted by NASA to create the smell of the inside of the Mir space station. All right, that was a big job. And Steve was wandering around the halls with nothing to do. So NASA said, hey, Steve.
It smells like smelly old men with
PO. It could do when I tell you what it smells like actually.
Okay.
You might be a little bit surprised.
Yeah, right.
Fast forward to 2020. What a brilliant year this
Isn't
has
it?
Been.
Isn't it?
Oh, wow. Now, if you're going to create a smell of orbit, you might as well do it in 2020 because who knows what's to come.
Yeah, okay.
We've only seen the first stanza. We're at the intermission right now.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like the back half of the story?
I was just going to say we've hit the second half, so this is really exciting.
Well, all I want to say is thank you, 2020, to provide us information to be able to create the source. You have created the source, 2020. Thanks,
all right.
COVID.
All right, good.
Well, no, we can't blame COVID for the bushfires and the floods and all the other weird shit that's going on around the place at the moment.
Or Lynx Africa Marmite.
Correct. Now, that's been in the works for a while, though.
Yeah, good.
So we fast forward to this year, and the smell of space can be your very very next fragrance. However, the perfume, aptly named Eau de Space, I love that.
Sit comfortably in my bathroom cabinet. Eau de Space, that would have taken a long time.
Eau de Space, that's the marketing crew sitting around trying to work that out. That's the same marketing department that was working on the other one you talked about last.
Yeah.
What was that story?
Well, that's how much it's stuck in my mind.
The Kellogg's stuff.
Oh, the
only one. 2006, wasn't it? 14 years, same marketing department.
That was this week, not last week.
What did I say last week? Last story.
They just said last story.
Now, it's unlikely to make it to the cosmetic store shelves next to Chanel No. 5 or Channel No. 5 if you live in some parts of the world.
Wow.
As the company's product manager, Matt Richmond, described the smell to CNN as a combination of seared steak, raspberries and rum.
No.
Now, that wouldn't smell too bad.
Seared steak is nice.
That's a nice smell.
It's a beautiful smell.
Raspberries is lovely. Rum's got a bit of a kick to it.
Yeah, throw it all in together.
Seared steak, raspberries and rum.
And they're making it into a what?
Eau de Space. It's an aftershave. It's a chick magnet.
Can I just give man out there a little bit of advice that's listening? If you put this on, don't expect that you are actually even going to get to speak to a woman.
What base are we going to get to?
Zero.
First base.
Any space,
it's
not
how
base.
That's how you work.
You'll get yourself back up to space.
Eau de Base, it should be. Now, not a terribly far departure from astronaut Peggy Wilson's recollection in 2002 in an interview with CNN where she described the smell of orbit as hot metal and fried steak.
Oh.
I smell weird up there in outer space. Yuck. Not that I don't think I'll ever be able to experience it.
I have no interest in experiencing it. Who knows?
I wouldn't mind going to space.
Really?
That'd be great. We could do the source from space.
What are you going to do there?
That'll be episode 9000 by the time we get to there.
Yep.
For astronomy enthusiasts who can't afford the price tag of $250,000 for the Virgin Galactic trip to space, this could be the next best thing. Could get you closer than what you thought. The 4-ounce bottles are starting at only $29. Where's my credit card? And they're now available for pre-order and expected to be delivered in October 2020, which could become March 2023.
Yep, agreed. I think that's exactly when it's going to arrive.
Each purchase will also include a donation of a bottle to the K-12 school students that can learn about the smell of space. So we're going to donate to the K-12 school.
Well, that's lovely.
The company that's already raised more than $200,000 in contributions does not have any plans to produce more bottles once the once-off production from the fundraising campaign is complete. However, based on the buzz around Eau de Space, Richardson told the network that Eau de Moon may be well on its way.
I don't have anything else to say.
$29, if you don't mind.
Okay, go on.
It's already purchased.
Add to cart?
Add to cart. It's done. $29 for Eau de Space just to have it there as a showpiece on my mantelpiece.
Why don't you just cook up some steak and raspberries and whatever the other thing was in it?
That'll sit really nicely beside my crook to cook Snoop Dogg recipe book. It's on its way.
And your Marmite.
And my Marmite.
Links.
You haven't ordered that. Deodorant. You wait and see when it turns up?
Yeah, right.
What do you got?
Okay. Look, I'm a big fan of weddings. Love them. Love a beautiful love story.
Wonder the next time we get to go to a wedding. Do we know anybody's getting married soon?
Not that I don't know anyone getting married, do you?
My son's is engaged. Mm-hmm. Might be a while before they get married, though. Might be another couple of years. Well, because they did. They did have their they made the announcement in 2020, didn't they? Was that last year? No, it was 2019, wasn't it?
I know, but if you ask him to get married because you want to go to a wedding, I just think that's quite selfish, just like a bridezilla.
Right, okay.
Yeah?
Good lead-in.
Thanks, yeah. Look, weddings are beautiful. They're a time for family and friends to get together to celebrate love. I love love. Do you love love?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm still stuck on the Eau de Space.
Yeah, of course you are. Weddings are beautiful. The preparations are amazing unless the bride turns out to be bridezilla.
I love a good bridezilla story.
Now, when a 14-year-old girl was initially excited to be part of her sister's big day, it was like the light of her life. Imagine that. Your big sister's getting married. You've looked up to her your whole life and all of a sudden she says, "Will you be my bridesmaid?"
Hey, sis.
Oh, so exciting.
Come join the party.
Bridezilla. Big sister had decided to uninvite someone to be a bridesmaid.
I think it's very awkward regardless of what terminology you use.
She did that for the reason that
scratched.
Little sister had big boobs, too big.
Her boobs are too big.
Boobs too
in comparison to big sister's boobs.
Yep.
So she's a little bit put out.
Knockers were way too big.
By the bazoongas.
Huge.
Undersized melons. I can keep going. I've plenty.
This is what people do in America. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our American friends out there. We absolutely love y'all.
Mm.
That was terrible.
It was terrible.
This is what they do over there when they need to vent. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you take to Reddit.
And what's Reddit?
Well, so you share your story. It's like an online platform where you can share your stories.
Gotcha.
But the 14-year-old girl went to – so there's sections of Reddit that you can actually put your story into.
Mm-hmm.
The 14-year-old girl went to the section that's called I Am an Arsehole.
There's a section on that. That's where I need to go.
Am I an arsehole?
Oh, no, I'm in the other one that says I am.
Yeah, no, you're in the confirmed case. This is the I need some help here with my question.
No, thanks for the support.
Am I an arsehole thread? According to her ex-bridesmaids, she and the rest of the bridal party gathered at the bride's home to try on their dresses. Now, that is a really cool day, okay? Mm. The dresses arrive, everyone gets there, you pop a bottle of champagne, you have a little drink and... So little sister, 14-year-old, has emerged out of the dressing room to...
14, did you say?
Yeah, 14.
Okay.
Hey, we all develop at different ages. We don't judge.
Early developer.
She's come out with a dress and the response wasn't exactly as expected by everyone. Because what happens is you put your dress on, you walk out and everyone's like, oh, you look so beautiful. Imagine when your hair's done and your makeup's done and you've got the right shoes on. And everyone starts then... at that moment saying, right, I need to lose weight, I'm going to diet, blah, blah, blah. It's just this whole kerfuffle of women, like, fluffing around, as you can imagine, okay?
Yep, tuned out.
She wrote on Reddit, my sister looked at me and her face froze. Yeah?
How would she not know anyway? She knows her sister.
Exactly.
She'd know she's got a decent breastage region.
Breastage reason. Mm. The bride asked to speak to her sister separately in a different room and commented on the dress... making a note of her size. I'm glad you're sitting down. 34 triple D.
A triple D.
Chest.
I don't know sizes like that. Yeah, well, for me and most guys, it's like handfuls. So what sort of handful is that?
Are they
big palms?
Oh, they are insanely. Right. Like they're massive.
Is that Andre the Giant palms? Like they're big hands, right? Okay.
Yeah. Bridezilla says to her, your boobs look huge.
Oh, thanks, sis.
She says to her 14-year-old sister, I'll also add at the age of 14, you're going to be very vulnerable and you're going to be very embarrassed and you can be quite conscious at that age as well. Your boobs look huge, she says.
Huge.
Huge.
Because we don't pronounce our H's.
She continues to say, I don't want any attention straying away from me and my fiancé. I'm sorry, but you can't be my bridesmaid.
Well, I just don't understand how come it was such a surprise. She's been a sister for 14 years.
Uh-huh.
She would have seen it develop. She probably would have been a little embarrassed over the time.
So it was pretty bad. Like the 14-year-old girl was absolutely devastated and just left. She went outside and waited for someone to come and pick her up to leave. And all the bridesmaids, of course, you can just, this is a movie almost, isn't it?
Mm.
All the bridesmaids have all run outside and they've gathered around her and she's crying. And now the bride is putting it back on her sister, saying she's ruined her wedding. Now,
but she wasn't even part of it, was she?
The worst part about this story is I don't know what's happened. So I'm not sure whether the bridezilla has had to renege on the offer and just say, look, you're my sister, you have to be a bridesmaid, or can we redesign the dress maybe that covers you or holds you in a little better or something. I have no idea what's happened and I'm devastated about this. But all I know is if I was a 14-year-old girl with 34 triple D size boobs.
Like, show me with your hands now. How big is that?
Like that would be here. Yeah.
They are oversized melons. Yeah, that is huge. Like, I know that nobody can see that.
They come from they'd be massive. They come from the sides as well.
Just the way you're acting that out. Like, I must sit down with a pillow on my lap right now. Were they 34 triple Ds?
Triple Ds.
Wow.
And I don't know what happened. I hope she's okay.
They need to get the wrapper in some like Glad wrap around her chest and that'll just flatten the melons out a little bit. But I don't think you could really flatten them out too much, could you?
What the rules are in this case.
Can you do some research and find out what happened?
The problem is I've never had big boobs, so I wouldn't have a clue. Leave that there. Do not comment.
No comment. Silence.
Hey, stick around. We've got more.
Hi, it's Phil Collins for RAG, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. Music is one of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. If you drink, then drive, you're risking your life and the lives of all Australians who are on the road. So when you plan a drink, always plan ahead. Arrange for someone who won't drink to be the designated driver or plan to stay the night somewhere close. You'll make the road a safer place for all of us.
The Source with Cindy and Daz, all the weird and wacky stuff you might have missed this week.
Now, are you into horoscopes?
Somewhat. I won't say intently, but if someone's reading a horoscope on the radio or something like that, I will listen to mine.
Now, I just want to firstly, before I read this story about horoscopes, is put a disclaimer in. There might be a little bit of language in this. So if you've got one of the kiddies listening, maybe send them off to wash their hands for 20 seconds or more. Maybe a little bit longer than that. By the time they walk down there and wash their hands and sing a nursery rhyme and come back, it might be over.
Okay.
I'll try and get through it as quick as I can. But actually quite interesting because if you're in the habit of reading the horoscopes assigned to your zodiac sign, you'll be familiar with the fairly cryptic messages that come with them. Everybody's kind of the same. Like you could read one and then read another one. Mix them all together. It's kind of the same story, isn't it, really? Mm-hmm. Unless you're a Scorpio, which we sort of cop a whack all the time. I'm a Scorpio. We always cop the whack.
Oh, of course. You and Collingwood supporters. Oh, that's us. That's you too.
That's me as well. But it might not have always been that way. After a set of horoscopes printed in 1979 have been unearthed, reading more like a list of brutal insults rather than the dreamy predictions for the future.
Okay.
The readings were posted by Twitter user @friends300. And have gained more than 543,000 likes.
Oh, wow.
As people were left in stitches at the no-nonsense approach.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Aquarius, you're up first.
Okay.
Take to the stage.
Yep.
And nicely sets the tone of what's to come, saying those born between January 20 and February 18 are inventive and progressive before stating.
Okay.
You make the same mistakes repeatedly because you're stupid. Everyone thinks you're a fucking jerk. I told you there's language. I told you and I warned everybody, and I'm just reading directly from the horoscopes.
Okay.
All right. Now, what were you? What's your star sign?
I'm Leo.
And I'm a Scorpio. I'm going to get to Leo and Scorpio a little bit later on, okay?
Okay.
Just tell you exactly what's ahead for you.
All right.
Okay. Pisces are generally dipshits. Aries are simply labelled pricks. And Leos are told, I'm not going to say anything because I want to leave that to the end.
Oh.
Those lucky enough to be a Scorpio are branded not very kindly, which I'll leave that to the end with the horoscope reading a little bit more to come.
Okay.
Cancer star signs are told that they are likely to end up in prison.
Oh.
And the Sagittarius reading states they are drunks with no talent and are simply not worth the time of day. Now, it's putting a whole new slant on horoscopes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really. Because if you read these, and there's a whole list of them, which I could really post on our, maybe on our Cindy and Daz social page, our Facebook page, and show you, if you're really interested to know exactly what it says about you, just excuse the language. Because I didn't write it. It was written in 1979, well before my time. I wasn't even born then. Anyway, now, would you say you were Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for Leos, born between July 23 and...
August 2nd.
August 22nd.
August 22nd.
You should know your signs.
You should know that.
You consider yourself a born leader.
Yeah.
Now look at your big grin on your face
now. Oh, because I'm in charge, yeah.
Don't get too carried away, mate. The worst is yet to come.
Okay.
Others think you're an idiot.
Okay, I can see that.
Most Leos are bullies. Well, now it's all some home truths, isn't it? You are vain.
No.
Can't tolerate honest criticism.
Okay.
Your arrogance is disgusting. Leo people are thieving and motherfuckers and spend most of their time kissing mirrors.
Oh.
I am reading this from, I know you're shocked, I've warned it with the disclaimer. This is an explicit episode.
Oh.
But I'm reading straight from here, okay? Now, does that ring true at all?
No, it does not.
It's your face. Scorpio, on the other hand,
is
October 23 to November 22. I knew that after I read it.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm sitting somewhere in between.
So this is you. All right, hit me.
The sunshine of our lives.
Oh, bullshit.
Kind of like pixie dust and unicorn tears.
You just made that up.
I did make that
up. Yeah, of course you did. Go on.
I were happy to start this off because if you're a Scorpio, you know we cop it. You know we are the worst. And it starts that way. You are the worst of the lot.
Yeah, good. Yep, that's
you are shrewd in business and can't be trusted.
Uh-huh.
You shall achieve the pinnacles of success because of your total lack of ethics. You're a perfect son of a bitch. Most Scorpions are murderers. So be very careful the way you're looking at me across that table. Don't worry about this shiny knife that I have on the table with me right now.
Wow.
So they certainly didn't hold back taking aim at every single horoscope. If it didn't matter what zodiac sign you were, you copped it.
Wow. But
Scorpions cop the worst.
Scorpios?
Scorpios. Scorpion. Well, I'm a Scorpion or a Scorpio. We copped the biggest whack.
That's terrible.
I'll post that if you're okay to read naughty words. You'll see on this here, you might not be able to see it over there, but they've actually blanked out the naughty words on the graphic. So I can post that to our socials, which you can find us at Cindy and Daz on Facebook, by the way.
Yes.
We do a little radio show also.
A little one.
Yeah, well, that's what people sort of say.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Going about the time and effort we put in. But we also do the source, which is our favourite time of the week. So talk about some weird and wacky this week. That's got you shocked. You're on your back seat, aren't you?
Well, it's time for a break. And what do you do when you need a break? You need a Kit Kat.
Oh, I like that. Lovely lead-in.
How good was that? And well done to you, Kit Kat, because that is actually... Do you remember the Kit Kat ads back in the day of where they were in the forest and there was those picture that everyone had in their house in the 70s and 80s of the Kit Kat scene?
Wasn't born then. I'm just having gone by photos.
Anyway, I'm digressing. Just in case you need another excuse to eat chocolate, Kit Kat have come up with the perfect excuse. Well done, Kit Kat.
Yeah, I love Kit Kat. I love a good Kit Kat, especially when you dip it in the coffee or something. Oh, it's got melted chocolate. Beautiful.
I'm a little bit confused about this because Kit Kat's chocolatory in Sydney CBD is going to open on Monday. Now, why? Nothing.
Well, maybe they might be pushing it back. Well, their businesses are open right now, so there's no reason why they can't.
I feel ripped off because all the borders are closed and it just means we can't go there.
Oh, no, open the borders up so we can get to the Kit Kat shop.
Have you ever wanted to put some of your Willy Wonka chocolate skills into practice?
I just heard put your Willy and I didn't know where you were going with that after the last story. I'll stick it anywhere. Willy Wonkers, eh?
Well, leave it to its where it's supposed to be when you go to the Kit Kat shop. I'll leave it in.
Okay.
You're welcome. Right. But if you have been harbouring some secret Willy Wonka confectionery skills, the Kit Kat chocolatory.
I love it.
Is your chance to shine. Roll your sleeves up because they're offering a range of exclusive premium flavours, okay? There's 30,000 different combinations that you can create.
30,000?
30,000 different combinations of chocolate. So those that are willing to leave it up to the experts, such as myself, I don't think I will because some of these are absolutely revolting.
Can I ask then, going by your description so far, and you obviously haven't seen a photo, it sounds to me like it's kind of the same theme as the M&M shop over in New York that we visited, which is just like, I didn't realise how many M&M flavours there were. And we can now we can start getting a little bit creative with it.
Now, look, I've never made a secret about the fact that I have a taste buds of a five-year-old. Mm-hmm. So some of these things here are just going to blow my tiny mind. Now, I don't even know how to pronounce this ganache. Is it a yuzu ganache?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, yuzu ganache.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and raspberry.
Oh, Byron Bay peanut butter and raspberry most likely.
Do you think that it would be nice because it's sweet? Peanut butter in sweet things is amazing. Or if you're feeling particularly adventurous, this could be you, wasabi cream Kit Kat.
Ooh, so a little bit of hot and cool. So they're mixing it up.
I mean, sometimes you can put chilli in chocolate and you would like, I reckon you'd try that.
I would try just because I'm just an inquisitive type.
I would not.
I'm the worst of the lot, going the fact that I'm a Scorpio, but I would say go and try stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm an arsehole.
Just going to leave that there. You said it yourself. There's also a sit-down option at the Kit Kat tasting table. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
And be brilliant.
Where chocoholics can sample a range of Kit Kat-inspired desserts in 90-minute seatings.
90 minutes.
90 minutes. So you're going to sit there and stuff your face for an hour and a half with different types of chocolates which come from the 30,000 different combinations that they're making.
Well, considering my situation right now, that would be a whole waste of about 88 minutes because 2 minutes I'd be full.
You probably would be. For those that may struggle to choose just one flavour, you can buy from the Chocolates Mix Your Break range, which features 12 different flavours, including churros.
Churros?
And?
Charros.
Churros.
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 Okay.
And cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Yum.
Cotton candy Kit Kats.
So this is our opening in Sydney on Monday, right in the middle of the city, and our borders are closed. I got nothing more to say about that. Thanks very much, Australia.
That's devastating.
Australia.
Well, what a great idea, though, a Kit Kat shop.
How cool is
that? Kind of like the M&M store, which you wouldn't think would open up, but that's how popular was that when we went there?
Amazing. I got little M&M's, like I love NYC, M&M's, like in an apple, like a clear plastic apple. It's so cool. I'm not going to eat them because you can't get them anywhere else.
You know the ones that I bought and brought back?
You ate them.
No, they're gone.
They were peanut butter.
I know they were not.
They were peanut butter M&M's.
I don't think they were Byron Bay peanut butter and M&M's. No. But they might have been because they're very good friends of Byron Bay peanut butter. Really globally recognised
now.
Oh,
yes, they are.
We're helping to do that.
Yes, yes.
What another massive show.
Love it.
Love our podcast. You can pick us up via Spotify, via Apple Podcasts, multiple other platforms. Mm. Check us out at Cindy and Daz, our socials, and also extrabutter.com.au. We'll put our post, we'll post our podcast up there as well. So you can, if you've missed something and you don't pick us up on the platform, you can jump over the website and pick us up there.
So good. I love enlightening people as to what's been going on this week that we might not have otherwise known.
Plenty of weird and wacky.
Yes, there is.
Sure, there'll be more weird and wacky next week. We'll do it all again.
You have a great week, won't you?
I will, you too.
See ya.
See ya, everybody.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. For more episodes, head to extrabutter.com.au.